This is Twit.
2 weeks ago, when you were on the beach somewhere, Jason and I talked about Facebook and the unbelievable fact that for apparently this, I've done a little more digging, since May of 2016, they were in some instances asking people for their email password. It's like, I couldn't believe it when this news surfaced a couple of weeks ago, their password. So as we know, if a reputable security-oriented, privacy-minded entity wants to confirm that you are in control of an email address, they send a message to your email account with a link.
Everybody does this. This is normal.
How hard is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what is the – well, Leo, there's another shoe that has dropped. Believe it or not, they were actually Facebook. Facebook was logging into those email accounts not only to confirm that they could, but to download and store all of that user's contact information without their permission. Business Insider last Thursday, under the headline, Facebook says it, quote, unintentionally uploaded, unquote, 1.5 million people's email contacts without their consent. In exclusive reporting, Bob Price wrote, since May 2016, the social networking company has collected the contact lists of 1.5 million of its users new to the social network. The Silicon Valley company said the contact data was, quote, unintentionally uploaded.
Oh, it was a slip of the finger.
Yeah,
how do you unintentionally collect somebody's contact list?
Exactly. That's code. You have to have code.
Completely, yes.
Unintentionally uploaded to Facebook, and get this, and is now deleting them.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Uh-huh. Well, and of course, that doesn't matter, Leo, because after you've ingested it.
Right. It's in the social graph. They got your graph.
Exactly. Yeah. So, of course, this revelation comes after the pseudonymous security researcher, E. Sushi, that was his name, noticed that Facebook was asking some users to enter their email passwords. This is what we talked about 2 weeks ago, when they signed up for new accounts to verify their identities. And of course, anyway, Business Insider then discovered that if you entered your email password, a message briefly popped up saying it was importing your contacts without asking for permission. And I actually have a screenshot from the Business Insider coverage of this in the show notes. At the time, it wasn't clear, wrote Business Insider. But last Wednesday, Facebook disclosed to Business Insider that 1.5 million people's contacts were collected this way and fed into Facebook's systems, where they were used to, quote, improve Facebook's ad targeting.
Of course it was.
Build Facebook's web of social connections and recommend friends to be added. A Facebook spokesperson said before May 2016, it offered an – now get this, Leo. A Facebook spokesperson said before May 2016, it offered an option – to verify a user's account using their email password and then voluntarily upload their contacts at the same time. However, they said, the company changed the feature and the text informing users that their contacts would be uploaded was deleted. But the underlying functionality was not, which is fake Facebook speak for, oh, you know, some users were saying no. So we decided, oh.
We just did it without asking.
They meant to say yes because they were confused about how beneficial this would be.
Did you have to give them your email password? Could you have said no?
Yes, you could.
But a lot of people just say, oh, yeah, fine, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't at all clear that this was a voluntary thing. So there were other means you could use. But, of course, Facebook wanted their email password, and they wanted to flesh out their social graph. So they didn't – it's like Microsoft. Would you like to upgrade to Windows 10 now or tonight? It's like, I don't want Windows 10, but you know, we famously remember the choice that was finally given now or later. It's like, no, neither. Anyway, wow. So, 1.5 million people's contact books were directly harvested by Facebook, and of course, now it's been ingested. So it doesn't matter if they're deleting it. Spokesperson said in a statement to Business Insider, last month we stopped offering email after they were caught, stopped offering email password verification as an option for people verifying their account when signing up for Facebook for the first time. Okay, last month, right? After since May of 2016, when we looked into the steps people were going through to verify their accounts, we found that in some cases, people's email contacts were also unintentionally uploaded to Facebook when they created their account. That's what Facebook is saying now.
Unintentionally.
Facebook is saying that we weren't aware this was happening, so we stopped offering that, and oh,
it's still happening.
Oh my goodness! Oh. The message went away, but the conduct
it's so blatant. It's so awful. It's so terrible. I recently created a new private account on Instagram, and they just beat the drum. Give us your contacts, and it's just very clear how valuable that information is. And don't forget, when you give somebody your contacts, you're giving your friend's personal contact information to a third party, not just yours, but your friend's.
Mom, bless her soul, when she was alive, used to, for very like my birthday or Christmas, whatever, or Valentine's Day, would send me those greeting cards.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her, Mom, you know, you're putting my email address, which I consider private information, into a website that sends a free greeting card. Mom, I love you, but I don't want, because now I said, now that is valuable information to that website. I'm getting spam from that website, you know, saying, oh, don't you want to send a greeting card to someone? No, I don't.
Well, and because, of course, it's gotten far worse, because it isn't just, oh, we could sell a mailing list now and spam, because actually Facebook doesn't want to do that. They want to own your addresses and all your friends' addresses. They don't want to give it to a third party, but they use it in ways far, far worse. They know everything. It's terrible.
So there's another piece of this also. Facebook has said it didn't store the passwords.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Not that it needed to.
No.
It just it used them, sucked everything dry, and then said, okay, we're done. We got all we need. Okay. So, but in yet another Facebook privacy blunder, which came to light recently, like last month, the company confirmed that it improperly stored hundreds of millions of user passwords in plain text rather than as hashes. At the time, Facebook said that this plain text password storage error affected hundreds of millions of Facebook Lite users, tens of millions of other Facebook users, and tens of thousands of Instagram users. That Facebook disclosure was just updated last Thursday to say that the number of affected Instagram accounts was much higher. Thursday's update said, and get this language, quote, since this post was published, we discovered, now that's actually the word they use, we discovered additional logs of Instagram passwords being stored in a readable format. We now estimate that this issue impacted millions of Instagram users. We will be notifying these users as we did the others. Our investigation has determined that these stored passwords were not internally abused or improperly accessed. Okay, now, how could they possibly make such an assertion after having, quote, discovered additional logs of Instagram passwords being stored in readable format? It's very clearly a total and utter unorganized disaster over there. As I said, if Zuckerberg wants to try to rebrand this as a privacy service, he just needs to scrap it.
You're discovering
logs of plain text passwords. So, like, is there no management of any privacy information? It's just amazing. And again, I if you really wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, you would say that it's a bunch of you know, young Turks with freshly minted computer science degrees and an environment of let's try stuff and see what sticks.